I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. With lives upended due to the coronavirus, many of us are spending some unexpected time at home. The silver lining is we have more time to work in the garden. Here's a review of what to do and not to do in the garden now. Fruit trees and some ornamental shrubs should be pruned. First, remove the dead, diseased, and broken branches, cutting back to a side branch or trunk. Remove suckers and water sprouts and any crossing and rubbing branches. Prune shrubs that bloom later in summer and fall now, such as panicle hydrangea, rose of Sharon, and butterfly bush. Don't prune spring-blooming plants such as lilac, forsythia, rhododendron, and weigela now, or you'll remove the flower buds. After pruning, spray with a dormant oil spray to coat the branches and kill overwintering insect eggs and larvae. Spray on a calm day when the temperatures are above 40 degrees. Many people are thinking about growing some vegetables this year. The best way is in a raised bed. Make beds from rot-resistant wood such as cedar, or from stone, brick, pavers, or metal to elevate the beds, making it easier to garden, less weedy, and more productive. Learn more in my April 9th webinar at gardeningwithcharlie.com. It's still too early to start tomato seeds indoors. Wait another week or so to avoid tall, leggy seedlings in May. Avoid walking on wet lawns or gardens so you don't compact the soil. Wait to clean up the perennial flower gardens as there may be overwintering pollinator insects in the leaf layer. Wait until after we get a week of 50-degree days. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about pruning hydrangeas. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.